This is our home ownership series, and today we will look at the role of the home inspector. Purchasing a home is probably the biggest investment you'll ever make, and you'll need to know what you are getting into. To find out how a home inspector can help you make an informed decision about the value, condition, and structural soundness of a home, we are joined again by Mark Salerno of CMHC, Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
And let's start with an explanation of the role of a home inspector and what you can expect from the process.
Well, a home inspector will essentially provide a visual inspection that's going to help you make an informed decision about buying a home. So what they'll do is review the house as a system, so they're looking at how components may affect each other, and they'll determine if there are components that are, let's say, not working properly or if they need replacing or if they're unsafe. They'll also identify where repairs may be needed or where problems have occurred in the past.
And what specifically will they inspect?
Well, they'll do a walk around the house externally, and they're going to be looking at your roofing, seeing if there are any shingles that may be loose, flashing, chimneys and gutters and downspouts. Essentially, they want to make sure that water is effectively conveying away from the house and not leading to water damage. Internally, they're going to look at all of your electrical and heating and cooling systems. They'll also look at the walls and windows and doors in the house.
And knowing what they will look at and what they will do, what does a home inspector not do?
Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier, it's a visual inspection. So they're doing a walk around and checking. They're not actually doing invasive investigation, so they're not pulling back walls or floors and checking inside the internal structure. They, as well, will not provide warranties or guarantees for the house, and they're not providing appraisals or quotes for any required repairs.
And at what stage in the buying process do you bring in a home inspector?
Essentially, you bring in a home inspector as a condition of purchase. So you've made your offer, and you've said before that offer is sealed or the deal is completed, that you would have a home inspector undertake this review. And really, if there are conditions that surface that require a lot of costly repairs, it allows you to potentially renegotiate the deal.
And are there any situations or scenarios where a home inspection may not be required at all?
Okay, well, as a general rule, we would say that you should have an inspector in all cases. However, there may be some unique situations where your plan is to buy the house and gut it entirely or demolish it or do a very extensive renovation. And in those cases, the minor repairs or deficiencies may be such that they're not going to impact your plans for that particular dwelling.
And we sort of associate the inspection process and put the onus on the buyer, but can sellers also use a home inspector? Is there an advantage to them in selling their home?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of benefits to doing that. First of all, if the seller does it before listing the home, they may in fact decide that they'll undertake some repairs in advance of putting the house on sale. If they don't plan to do those repairs, it nonetheless is there as a third-party objective document that can help the potential purchasers who are looking at the house. They may in fact then decide not to have that as a condition of sale. They may feel comfortable with that particular inspector's review. And therefore, the seller may, in fact, be able to sell the house more quickly.
And the buyer can save a few dollars in the process as well.
Exactly.
Are there home inspectors who specialize in condos or other types of dwellings? Is there a difference in the way a home versus a condo versus a semi-detached house or a townhome are inspected?
Well, essentially, the inspection is similar, but the building types may be different. And therefore, you do want to look for an inspector who has the right type of expertise. Large multi-unit buildings tend to be concrete structures with very particular types of systems in them, which differ significantly from smaller homes.
And how do you go about finding a home inspector? What kind of qualifications or credentials should you look for?
Well, certainly referrals from friends and family who may have worked with a home inspector with whom they feel quite comfortable. You also want to ensure that they're aligned with the provincial or regional industry association. There's also new national certification that's available, and if your inspector has that credential, it means that they've undertaken a good amount of education and training and continuing education so that they'll be able to provide good service.
And how long does an inspection typically take? What is the general cost, and should I be there when the inspection takes place?
Well, first of all, the inspection takes about 3 hours generally, based on an average size home. It's also generally under $500. Now, as to whether you should be there, I would definitely recommend being there, particularly if you're not a technical person or don't understand how housing systems go together. You're going to have the benefit of an expert who can walk through with you and interpret what they're seeing. And then that provides you a good frame of reference when you do eventually buy the home as to what sort of things you may need to do for repairing or general upkeep.
And what can I inspect after the home inspection has taken place? Is there documentation that I receive?
Yes. In fact, you get a fairly substantial document, 15 to 20 pages, and it should arrive within 24 hours, especially because it's a condition of sale. And so it needs to be there very quickly.
And are there any tips for prospective buyers to identify problems on their own when they see a home before the inspector is called in? What questions should I ask and what should I keep an eye out for when I see a house for the first time to know if I should rule it in or rule it out of consideration?
Okay, well, on the electrical side, some of the older type wiring, and in particular knob and tube wiring, the insurance companies oftentimes frown upon that. So you may have difficulty getting home insurance. As well, you want to check the foundation. Is there water damage? Is there existing mold there that may be an issue? As well, you want to check how old the furnace is. If it's 15 years, you're probably shortly after moving in the home going to have to replace that.
Okay. Well, Mark, thank you very much. That will wrap up our look at what to expect from the home inspector and the home inspection process. Thank you again for sharing your insights here with us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. And we hope you will return for our next Money Clip podcast from Scotiabank.